What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga?
Break them off, son.
Dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, Cocoa Puff, sweet bitches.
What it do, world? Welcome to Bad Guy Radio, the Say Hello to the Bad Guy podcast. I'm your host, Cutty Kane, here to talk about the... that was kind of unexpected. Hey, it's the host, Cutty Kane, man. I'm here to talk about the topics you want to hear while leaving all that other shit in the wind, man. First of all, man, rest in peace to X, man. Rest in peace to X, man. We lost a GOAT, man. We lost a great one, man. We ain't had nobody revolutionary making that shit like that, laying that shit down like that, man, in quite some time, man. So rest in peace to the great one. DMX, man, we had to kick the show off with that. I hope Rough Riders don't sue me. It's all love, man. I don't want no smoke, man. Let me live, man. You know, this is a non-profit organization over here at Bad Guy Radio. We ain't making no money. So y'all need to go ahead and let me live. This is Detroit's Most Dangerous Podcast, man. Y'all already know that shit. As you all know, there are no limits on my show. There are no boundaries. This is the madhouse. I say what I want, do what I want. And if you don't like it, that's cool. Because 9 times out of 10, you're going to listen anyway. Statistics show the people who like me listen to my podcast, but the people who don't listen twice as much. And that's what makes me a winner. As always, man, this show contains explicit content. So if you have a problem with the words whore or bitch, feel free to clock the fuck on out. You will not be missed. 55 countries, 700 cities. 694, I'm sorry. But who's counting? We in the building, man. Today's show is a favorite of mine. I've created a few different mini-series, or as I like to call them, shows within shows, within my podcast. And I like to call each individual show they're on. We got the True Life series. We got the Hoology series. And this is the Hoology series, which is definitely one of my favorites to do, man. It gives me a chance to dive into the sick and toxic field world that we call dating. This show is for my ladies. Yes, it's for my ladies, you know, because they say I don't do enough for them. So today's show is for them. Enjoy this shit while it lasts. Welcome to Hoology. Two sides to a story. Because as we all know, it's always two sides to every story. Shit, it may be even three. My side, your side, and somewhere in between there lies the truth. But, you know, that's a different story for another day. Now, first things first, man, Hoology is the series that is within my show. It's similar to True Life, where I highlight my views on the male and female dating relationship. My first show within the Hoology series, let me say it right because it's my shit. I might have to trademark it. So I got to make sure I say it correct every time. My first show within the Hoology series was The Male Dating Guide, where I gave males the guide on how to decipher the type of women that they were dealing with. And by what I mean by that is I told the fellas how to tell the swans from the ducks, or the pigeons from the penguins, whatever the fuck else you want to call it. I know some people got the lingo mixed up. But I'm currently working on a part two of that show because, to be honest, man, you bitches are so fucked up. There was no way I could educate niggas on you backwards moving assholes in one show, man. As a matter of fact, the male dating guide is liable to have about 6 parts because the shit really gets that deep. But today's show, you know, I'm going to give some insight to my ladies because insight is truly what some of you need. And you need insight from somebody who's not going to kiss your ass or stroke your ego. You need a pure, unadulterated opinion. An opinion that caters to the truth, not hope, not emotion, not a reality TV standard or a song from the City Girls, the light-skinned Keisha, or any of that other bullshit you women tend to revel in. You need some information from the bad guy, Uncle Cutter or Daddy Cutter, the father you never had. Now, in the first Hoology installment, I asked women not to listen because it was for the dudes. And of course, the ladies went against me. And I had some of the highest ratings amongst female listeners I've had since I've been doing this shit. And as much as I enjoy the success of that show, it highlighted a key part of the female mechanism that causes ladies so much difficulty. And that's listening. Because y'all did exactly the opposite of what the fuck I told y'all to do. But hey, you know, it is what it is. I think the only show that I had that did more in terms of women listening was the child support show. And speaking of that, I'm working on my third part to that show. You know, because as you know, once you get in that court system, that shit just doesn't stop. Yeah, I'm on my way back down there soon. But that's a different story, again, for a different day. So today, like I said, man, today's show is Hoeology. Two sides to a story, or if you want to, you can call it the female dating guide. But fellas, you're welcome to listen. We're not going to kick you out like we kicked the ladies out, because this is a show for everybody. We're here to entertain, and we're here to educate. Now, first things first, ladies, I'm a man. And I'm not just a man. I'm an alpha male. I have my own everything. That includes house, car, money, job, own my own business. And I'd also like to believe that I'm fine as hell. I do pretty fucking well out here. So with that said, I don't date the woman I can get. I date the woman that I want. Because frankly, I don't need a woman. I'm what a woman needs. And I said that. You can quote it. I can cook. I can clean. I can manage a household. I can budget. My children have mothers who take very good care of them, even with their diminished mental capacities. So I'm in no need of a step parent. My children are fine. The women who encounter me and date me have no responsibility to my children the way some of you women tend to feel a man has responsibility to your children when he dates you. I don't play games. I don't talk in circles. I don't chase women in circles. I don't cater to ridiculous narcissistic egos. I don't play roles, and I don't have a need to. If I'm interested, you know, I'll state that. And, you know, I'll let a woman know I'm interested, and if she's open to it, we can move forward, and if not, I move the fuck on. I find another one. There is no shortage of women in the Detroit metro area. And even with the internet, my reach is even further. Yes, putting a bitch on the flight is like putting her in the Uber nowadays. You got to believe it. Flights is $16 now. But again, let me be clear. I'm not the nigga who's going to chase you. I'm not the nigga who's going to buy you either. Disclaimer, unless you're a prostitute. With reasonable prices, because we love those. Yeah, we love prostitutes here at the Madhouse. We love them a lot. Now, I don't be taking them out on dates like some of you niggas, you know, but we still love them. We got love for a working woman. We patronize the naked hustle. We do that here. All in all, though, you know, like I said, man, I'm not the nigga who gonna play kid games with you, man. You know, first sign of nonsense, a game plan, I'll move the fuck on. That's just me. Now, I know a lot of you women, you know, probably got taken aback by my last statement. Y'all probably saying in y'all head, oh, wow, this nigga's arrogant and thinks he's the shit. Well, guess what? You're absolutely fucking right. That's what I'm here to tell you. I'm not going to dim my light to stroke nobody's ego. You feel what I'm saying? I do think I'm the shit. My credentials back that up. And so does my reputation, man. These bitches be sick when I get off of them. This dick is fire. I got the restraining order and the child support cases to prove it. Fake pages, everything. You know how many fake pages I block a week? Shout out to my exes and my baby mamas. How y'all doing? Kiss my kids goodnight before they go to sleep tonight. You know what time it is. Anyway, moving along. My point in saying what I'm saying is the biggest thing I feel missing in today's dating world is a clear understanding of oneself. I'm going to say that again. The biggest thing missing in today's dating world is a clear understanding of oneself. And by that, I mean a lot of people don't know what they bring to the table. And on the flip side of that coin, a lot of you don't realize what you don't bring to the table. It's a two-way street. A majority of you, women and niggas, we can put the blanket on both of those statements. I know you women quick to tell me, well, niggas do it too. I typically don't really give a fuck what niggas do. I don't date niggas. So what niggas do, it's never my concern. But we're going to move along. A majority of you have an inflated view of yourself. And to be honest, you know, I expect that because, you know, I've never heard a loser call themselves a loser. Never heard a hater call themselves a hater. So everyone pretty much has an inflated view of themselves, whether it's true or not. So to set the foundation of this show, the first thing I'm going to say is the key to dating is first realizing who you are and what you bring to the table. And after that, finding out if what you bring to the table is important to the person that you're dating. Because it doesn't really matter how good your attributes are if they don't mean shit to the person that you're fucking with. Yeah, I said it. It doesn't matter. Man, No matter how good of a nigga you are or how good of a woman you are, if the person on the opposite side doesn't give a fuck about that. Everybody isn't looking for a good woman. Every woman isn't looking for a good man. Some people just looking for a good time. Some people looking for a wallet. Some people looking for something to pass the time. I mean, that's just what it is. Now, I know looks are important, and money is definitely important, but I'm going to be honest with you. Do I feel like that's the end all, be all? My experience tells me no. Because I'm young. I hear women, you know, boast their resumes daily. You know, they talk about how loyal they are, how good they can cook, how real they are, how good they can fuck, how accomplished they are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. To that I ask, if you bitches are such a prize, why didn't the last nigga keep you? Yeah, what? Why the last nigga didn't keep you? These resumes, ladies, it's not y'all boasting, it's not matching the results. I'm just here to tell you, it's not. Yeah, a lot of y'all baby daddies didn't stick around. Y'all was, the contractions was 5 minutes apart. He was calling the nigga a deadbeat already. He was getting the fuck on. So I'm just saying, man, don't shoot the messenger, because I shoot back. So moving along, as I said before, man, men tend to keep good women in the fold. Some way, somehow, you know, we'll stay in the back. We'll text you every now and then. Hey, beautiful. You know, we try to keep connections where we can. And if we can't do that, you know, we'll put a baby in you. Whatever it takes to stick around. You know, we got to do what you got to do. Yeah, we got to do what you got to do. So, with that being said, since we've already established that men tend to try, not saying you can always do it, because these hoes get the fuck on, bro. They disappear, too. They get light. These hoes make new pages, get new phone numbers, all kind of shit. It's happened to me, and I'm going to find you too, bitch. You got to wait. But I'm, all right. Anyway. Men tend to keep good women in the fold, and the majority of you are single. So either you ladies are, you know, blindly self-promoting, or the attributes you think you have, you really don't possess. I don't know. Maybe call it poor choices in men, call it circumstances. You know, chalk that shit up to whatever you want to. But, you know, I feel like it's time for some self-reflection. How many women out here can look themselves in the mirror and say, I'm the problem? Or I attribute to some of my relationship problems? Or better yet, how many women can look at themselves and realize that some of the failures in their relationships were because of them and actually make a decision to want to change? The answer is probably not many. What you'll hear from women nowadays is, take me as I am. It is what it is. Period. Whatever the fuck else. I don't know, man. You know the lingo. A lot of people just aren't willing to change. And in a relationship, I'm not saying I'm a relationship guru, you know, but I'm doing a lot better than you motherfuckers do, you know, but I just know I my experience tends to lend me to be able to speak upon these things. Now, when women post, or when women speak about their positive attributes, I do notice that they sometimes tend to leave out all the negative ones. You know, that they leave out the part where they're controlling, or they leave out the part where they nag. They leave out the part where they're confrontational and argumentative, where they're irritating as fuck or insecure, or where they don't know how to cook or properly clean. Or where they're pretty narcissistic or self-centered. It's a very well-known fact, man, that once you subtract head and pussy, you know, 80% of what a woman brings to the table is typically off the table. Credit be in the gutter, attitude be trash, communication skills of a 3-year-old, cooking Alfredo with the sauce that come out the can. I mean, you name it. You fucking name it. From my point of view, as a man, the problem that I see, and this is just an observation because I date women, a lot of women place more value on sex and visual appearance than they do on actually having a peaceful and pleasant attitude. I'm repeating it again. A lot of women tend to place more value on sex and visual appearance than they do on just being a pleasant and peaceful person. Like, some of you bitches take pride in having bad attitudes. Make it part. I'm antisocial. I need somebody to handle me. What are you, a fucking zoo animal? What the fuck are you? Who handle you? What the fuck is that shit? I got to take you out, put you on a leash or something, fucking teach you some tricks? Roll over, I got to rate? What the fuck is that? It's 2020, man. We halfway through 2021. We're closely approaching 2022. And a lot of women still haven't realized that when, in the eyes of a man, another woman can be better than you without looking better than you. Yeah, that's right. And let me start by saying this, ladies. You'll never know more about a man and how we think than an actual man. Get it out your fucking heads. We know how we think. We might not tell you all the fucking time, but we know why men do what they do. We know why we lie. We know all of that. And I'm going to give y'all some game, too. But the first thing I got to do is, you know, when you're building a house, you gotta break it down to the foundation and strip it down to the studs. So what I'm doing right now is I'm going to take y'all down to the bottom. Then I'm going to bring y'all up to the top. That's what I'm here for. I'm the father you never had. That's who I am. So, a fact that goes over so many women's heads, you know, and it's apparent, you know, in the way you guys take advice from other women, is that you guys don't realize that men know more about men than women do. I remember having beef with the mother of my firstborn, and I would watch women be on her Facebook statuses telling her how to take me to court. And it was the same bitches that didn't even know who the father of their kids was. They were telling her to take me to court. Bitch, take your baby daddy to fucking court. What the fuck you comment on my shit for? It was the blind leading the motherfucking blind. That's what it was. You know, women tend to allow too much outside influence to have bearing on their relationships. You know, it's either bad advice from friends or bad advice from family members or social media or a combination of them all. You know, one of my favorite MCs, Guru, from Gangstar, man, rest in peace. He had a lyric, and the lyric went kind of like, he said, it's often easier for one to give advice than it is for that same person to run one's own life. Man, that shit is true. You know, motherfuckers is quick to tell you how to do it, and they ain't never done it. You know, I think social media plays the biggest part in my eyes, because I swear, man, behind every weak bitch, it's a weaker bitch screaming, make this shit public. Y'all be piggybacking them statuses, and the shit becomes gospel. You know, and I know y'all heard this before, if you was old as me or even younger. It's a saying from my childhood, and it rings true. And that saying is, misery loves company. You know, people who are unhappy, you know, tend to find consolation from knowing that others are also unhappy. And everybody doesn't want you to succeed, you know, whether it's in life or, you know, rather it's in a relationship. Everybody don't want to see you make it. So you got to kind of understand. And now don't get me wrong. You know, sometimes advice is okay, but it's important to take advice with a grain of salt, because a lot of times it's hard to realize where a person's advice comes from, because everybody's life experiences are not the same. And the life experience is not being the same, and the interactions that person may have had that made them draw the conclusions that they have may not necessarily match yours. So be careful telling your business to your friends, because they'll use it against you and they'll play on your insecurities. Every woman has a raggedy ass homegirl or a know-it-all cousin that they take advice from, and the advice never matches the person giving the advice. The life they live in, the motherfuckers never match. You know, it's always the woman who doesn't have a man telling another woman what to do with her man. Or a woman with a child by an absent father telling another woman how to handle her co-parenting situation. And the fact that women, you know, are emotional creatures, because that's what the fuck y'all are. The fact that women are emotional creatures, they tend to gravitate to those who tell them what they want to hear if what that person is telling them aligns with their feelings at the time. So if your girlfriend mad, or her homegirl tell her girl, fuck that nigga. If she feeling like fuck you, you know, that's what she want to hear at the time. She gonna put the battery in her back to say fuck you or whatever the case may be. And that's why I'm a firm believer that a hurt female and a whole friend just don't mix. It just doesn't mix. You know, and that's on period. Did I say that right? That's on period. Like you said. This show is for the ladies, so I decided to kind of speak in a language that you can understand. You know, I'm trying to, is that the lingo that I said right? I said, you shake your head, let me know, you shake your head. I said, okay, yeah, that's on period. That's on period, ladies. I make sure I say it, you know, on Jesus' name, whatever the fuck. I'm speaking the lingo, man. I'm keeping up. It's a Bad Guy Radio Show, man. So in Hoology, I keep saying that wrong. I don't know why. You know, this would be the first day that I didn't bring a bottle to the studio. And I probably didn't do that because I showed up drunk already. So that's probably why, but whatever. In Hoology, the male dating guy, you know, I kind of described to the fellas how to tell what I call a swan from a duck. And in this episode, we will focus on how to let the females decipher an alpha from a beta. If you got your Google up, ladies, I know some of y'all got GEDs. I got a GED too, but I know some of y'all don't read well. So I wanted to use alpha and beta. Google it if you need to. Alpha, let me speak the lingo again. Alpha, you know, in the hood, that's what we call the boss niggas. You feel me? And the betas, right? That's what y'all call the fuck boys. I had to ask for advice. That's what y'all call them, not fuck boys or crumbs or whatever y'all call. Fuck boy, right? What you shaking with the... If I'm speaking the lingo... Okay, now see, that'll get you punched in the mouth. Bitch calling me a bitch, nigga. I'd get a bitch punched in the fucking lips. I'm trying to... Anyway, we gonna get to the show. The definition of an alpha male is a man who assumes a dominant or domineering role in social communities or professional situations. So that's the nigga that's calling the shots. That's the boss nigga. That's the alpha male. The beta, that's the nigga that they send to the store for the backwoods. That's who a lot of you bitches got babies by. The nigga that gets sent to the store. Y'all thought y'all had the boss. Y'all got the nigga that we send to the store. And he gets the store orders correct every time. We thank him for that. How many of y'all ladies found out y'all fucked the wrong friend? Y'all thought y'all had that nigga, and then y'all went to the block and found out that he was the lookout. A lot of you bitches, huh? Yeah, I know. A lot of you hoes getting fooled right now with that PUA and EDD, and y'all can't tell a motherfucking swine from a duck right now either, because everybody got money right now. A lot of you hoes think y'all done found the bag, and y'all don't even know. Y'all finna find out in about 6 weeks what you really got. The jig is a finna be up. But you know, but that's like, again, hey, it's jokes on you, motherfucker. Stop getting pregnant by niggas and you only know their Instagram names. Y'all bitches don't even, y'all be calling niggas 4672 Strathmore Street. That ain't that nigga name. That ain't that nigga's name. I'm gonna keep it real. Now listen, you know, there are different levels of alpha males. You know, it's not really always about money or position, but I would say 80 to 90% of it is. You know, most men, you know, even in a beta situation can control a woman if he, you know, licking that asshole, right? You know, now the flip side is you got a beta male, and those are what we call the fuck boys, or whatever y'all call them. A lot of y'all call him boo. He be boo at first, then he be fuck boy when you get mad, but y'all call him boo and bae. The definition of a beta male is a man who is seen as passive, subservient, weak, or unable to lead. Now, alpha and beta males, you know, they come in all shapes, sizes, and forms. You know, a nigga might appear to be an alpha and he might be a beta, or a nigga might appear to be a beta and actually be an alpha. You know, the long-term actions of the male in question determines what they really are. You know, alpha males take lead, you know, they call shots, they dictate, you know, but some are reserved. You know, beta males, they tend to fall back, you know, they kind of have issues leading and they take backseat roles in relationships. Now, beta males are often the niggas you kind of see dropping bitches off to work, you know, in the morning and keeping their cars, you know, or doing a Jody, you know, or playing Call of Duty all day while the bitch at work paying the bills, you know, or, you know, waiting for her to get her taxes so he can flip them. Why do y'all bitches fall for that? If a nigga could flip money, why wouldn't he flip his own goddamn money? What do you need your money to flip for every year? Y'all still falling for that shit? You know something? I done been through a lot, but I still ain't had a bitch give up that tax return. Maybe this dick ain't as good as I thought it was. I still ain't got a tax return. My baby mamas don't even split the taxes with me now that I think about it. They don't give me no tax money. We're going to talk about that later. Now, like I said before, you know, in Hoology, you know, the male dating guide, I described how to tell the swans from the ducks. And we're going to tell the ladies how to tell the alphas from the betas. And not only that, how to maneuver once you have one or the other. Now, like I said before, ladies, I am a man, and by man, I mean one who was born with a penis. I have to stress that, because nowadays you just don't know. You know, I'm just being honest. You know, you got to be checking the motherfucking IDs and birth certificates on these hoes. You feel me? You know, my advice comes from my outlook as a man. You know, not just a man, but a man with experience. Like I said before, you know, I've been in child support court. You know, I've been in restraining order court. I done got my shit bagged up and threw in the garbage bag. You know, the bitch done hefty bagged me up before. I done got the locks changed on me. I have kids by more than one baby mother. You know, I've lived alone. You know, I've lived with a woman. I've played the alpha role. You know, there's been situations where I've been debated too. You know, shit, life happens. So I'm going to go over a few things from the male point of view. And I'm going to show them how they may apply or help women who are having trouble finding the type of man that they want. Now, first things first, ladies. To get and keep a man, you need to understand the makeup of a man. And a lot of you don't. A lot of you don't understand. Niggas are 95% pride and ego. That's what we built off of. That's what moves us. That's what drives us. And it's apparent in how we operate. You know, a man can be down on his ass, but he ain't gonna keep his fronts up. It's the pride and it's the ego. Rule number one, ladies, to dating a man. If you stroke a man's dick, you'll keep him for a night. But if you stroke a man's ego, you'll keep him for life. Sexual gratification for a man only goes so far. Sex is in abundance. Any nigga with $40 can acquire it. Sometimes less than that. And as wet as your pussy get, there's one that gets wetter. For as fine as you are, there's a woman that looks better. And it's going to be like that until the end of time. The difference in where a man spends his time is most of the time based on where he's comfortable. You're looking for him, he might be with the woman who listens. He might be with the woman who relates. He might be with the woman who works where he works, so she understands him when he complains about his day. The small things make the difference. And y'all still ain't figured that shit out. Y'all 50, 100 niggas deep. Still don't know what drives a man. I said earlier in the show how women place a paramount on looks and sex, but not so much on being an actual good person. If you take time and listen to a nigga, man, niggas tell you everything that makes them. Women have this belief, you know, that being difficult or rude is some type of method to dating. You're a good nigga. If my mean ass like you, what the fuck? How does shit go? I don't know. You know what y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, y'all, it's like y'all like to play unavailable. Y'all like to ignore texts and calls. You know, y'all like to blow dudes off. Leave the DMs on red, you know. Man, bitches' kids be seniors in high school. They still be using them as excuses not to link. I don't got no babysitter. Bitch, that kid 19. What you need a babysitter for? Come out here and get this dick. Come on out here. It's to the point, man, I think women have forgot that a man actually liking them is important to the sex, important to the success of the relationship. You know, women have this belief that shrewd and rude behavior is appealing. I'm here to tell you it isn't. You know, women ignore men who show genuine interest, and they chase the ones who don't care about them. And that's why y'all sitting around and y'all kids ain't got no shoes for school. You fucking with the wrong niggas. You sucking the wrong dicks. You gotta like the nigga that likes you sometimes. I'm just being honest, man. I know you want the party promoter. I know you want the drug dealer. I know you want the swiper. I know you want that. But that just might not be your speed long term. I'm saying you can't have fun with that person. I'm not saying you can't, you know, get your bill paid, you know, get flued out. Yeah, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying for the long term success, you might want to shoot in the middle. Or be prepared to shovel that snow. Yeah, I be seeing y'all in y'all statuses. Who's shoveling snow? The nigga in your inbox that you ignoring? Anybody know a mobile mechanic? Look in your inbox, bitch. It's a mobile mechanic in there. I swear to God, women be having every nigga in the world until they come outside and that car don't stop. Yeah, I'm sorry, that car don't start, rather. Now y'all mad at the world. I'm deleting all social media. What the fuck we do? We didn't do nothing. You want to get rid of us for? Yeah, I see this shit all the time. I'd rather be hard to deal with than easy to play with. Well, listen, I got a new meme for you. You'll get more flies with sugar than you get with shit. When it comes to dating, men, or at least the men with intelligence, will always take the road of less resistance. A nigga might go back and forth with you, play games and shit with you initially, but, you know, after a while, we gonna tire. Or we gonna get the pussy, you know, whichever comes first. You know, because once a nigga achieves what he wants to achieve, the real lust is gonna come out. Yeah, that's right, ladies. I'm gonna give y'all some game. I told y'all I was here to educate y'all. I'm gonna let you know what you already know. Niggas got two personalities, before and after the pussy. Why you think the relationship start off well? First 60, 90 days of relationship, man, how you thinking you found the one? But as soon as the newness wears off, you're just another part of the collection. That nigga was good morning queen, hey, beautiful every morning, hey, you loving that shit. Now you on, you call a nigga, now he irritated. I'm at the comments. You got an attitude. Leaving your ass on red. Now, yeah, the tables in turn. Yeah. Relationships and the lack thereof, man, they have become a very, very, very large part of our lives. Every stat on social media is consumed with the ideology of the opposite sex. Like, y'all don't think about shit else. It's to the point we eat, sleep, and shit relationships on a day-to-day basis. Y'all ain't got no fucking hobbies. Like me, I like to eat tacos, you know, make us, that's the fuck. All I see, listen, all I see women on the internet talking about is what they deserve, how they can't wait to be a wife, how they want to bake cookies and suck dick and go on vacations and have sex on a balcony and they can't wait to, man, listen, I'm be honest, man, you bitches be low-key looking desperate as fuck. Look desperate. Just being honest with you, it looks desperate. And in my eyes, that's one of the biggest mistakes by women that I ever see them make. I'm finna give away a major key, man. My fella's gonna be mad at me about this. But this is a major key that a lot of you women don't realize. And this is where you ladies put yourself at a disadvantage. What I see a lot of going on is you got women that are basically giving the game away. You know, you women are basically giving men the playbook and the play-by-play on what to say to them to trick them out the ass. You know, y'all be thinking y'all setting standards and informing us of what y'all will or what y'all won't accept. But in actuality, you really just be telling us what role to play and what to do to get what we want from you. You know, y'all say shit like, you know, I make an example. Oh, a man wants to be with me. He has to love God. You know, he has to accept my kids. He has to like swimming. Yeah, the next thing you know, it's going to be a nigga pretending to be Michael Phelps to listen to Kirk Franklin and love children right in your inbox. You told him what the fuck to say. You telling him what to say. 2 to 3 months down the line when he fuck you and you realize, you're going to realize he ain't none of this shit he betrayed to get. Men are natural hunters, women. We are natural hunters. We watch you. We watch how you move. We watch when you mad at your baby daddy. We watch your statuses because, like I said, women are emotional. You get mad, you say shit. And as a nigga, we might not like it. We might not comment it, but we going to watch it. And then we going to wait until you're vulnerable. And we going to pounce on your motherfucking ass. I done it. Catch them when they vulnerable. You know when they vulnerable. Listen, fellas, if you following a woman right now, and she pregnant or she just got married, listen, don't feel bad. She will be mad at that nigga very, very soon, man. It's a fucking cycle. From oh, I love him, to, oh, this my bae. And they posting the little pictures with the nigga's face over the emojis and all that old kind of shit. Just give it time, brother. She'll be long back to the streets very soon. It's coming. That nigga's going to, we just do it. Because women, like I said, they give out the game. A nigga has to accept my children. He come right in this thing. Hey, how's Junior? Man, and y'all fall right for this shit. Men, we analyze and we observe women prior to approaching, at least I do, and we will adjust and play whatever role necessary, you know, to achieve our goal. And our goal is that ass. That's right, ladies. I'm going to keep it real. That's the goal. Y'all say y'all want the truth. Here it is. Men want sex. And y'all want money. Maybe we can trade. But no, that's not what I'm here for. But maybe we can trade. But you know, anyway, when a man meets you, ladies, the aim is to get sex. That's the goal. Not to marry you, you know, not building with you, you know, not your IQ, none of that shit. Now, not saying that won't happen, but that wasn't the aim. A man doesn't begin to love a woman and have a desire to build with them until he actually knows her. until he sees the intangibles. No man sees you as his wife from the onset, regardless to what he tells you. He's a fucking liar if he tells you anything different. It's physical in the beginning, and everything else comes after that. You know, once he sees, oh, well, she, you know, she folds my clothes, and she's a good bitch. Okay, niggas don't see that shit until down yonder. And I'm gonna take it a step further. Women always ask me, you know, why do men love late? Well, we love late because we end up leaving you for a bitch that we thought was gonna be better, and we find out that she not. And then we get to kind of missing the way you used to do shit. And we kind of want to come back. I miss you, girl. Now, to address the main question I get from women, because this is one that I got in my inbox several times, you know, prior to recording today's show. Why do men lie? Why do men lie? Well, here's the answer. We lie because it works. I know you guys probably expected a grand answer, but it isn't. You know, we lie because it works. You know, men will start telling the truth when the truth works. Women lie too. I swear to God, boy, every time I meet a bitch, she ain't had sex in 6 months. I know you lying. Or she haven't had sex since she was with her baby daddy. Lies on top of lies. So it ain't just us lying, ladies. We lying to each other. You know what I'm saying? Women always talking about they want the truth. Y'all can't handle the truth. Y'all can't. Maybe there's a small amount, but the majority just can't handle the truth. Women quick to pop up with that. If you just want to fuck, say so. If you don't want a relationship, say that. If you just want somebody to kick it with from time to time, just say that. Biggest crock of bullshit I ever heard. A woman's makeup is to be desired. You know, women want to be catered to. They want to be wine and dine. They want to be made to feel special. A man approaching a woman to tell her, hey, you're pretty cool. I just want to fuck. That devalues her. I mean, unless she's some type of hoe or some ugly bitch with low self-esteem, you know, and nobody wants to be devalued. And when you approach a woman like that, you know, you are devaluing her because you're telling her, listen, I don't think you're worth the dinner. I don't think you're worth the text and the lies. Give me that motherfucker. You took all the courtship out of it. That's why it doesn't work. And that's why men don't do it. Like I said, nobody wants to be devalued. Women also like to maintain control. You know, women know if they want to have sex with you from the minute that they see you. You know, it's usually up to a nigga to fuck that up. They already know. But she wants to make it her decision when she decides to do it. Women are just like, they're built like that, man. They're just weird. They're just weird, man. So in the same situation, you know, when a man tells a woman that's all he wants, he's taking the choice out of her hand. And like I said, you know, most women aren't for that. Now, I know, you know, we're going to have women listening that's going to say, well, I'd rather have the truth. And you know what? That might be the case for you. What I'm going to tell you is that you would represent the exception to the rule, and the exception to the rule doesn't disprove the rule. So it is what it is. You know, we're going to go with the general thesis on that. You know, another thing, you know, women say that we lie about a lot is having somebody. Okay. I'll make that one easy for you too. Everybody has somebody when you first meet them. Yeah, they do. Everybody. May not be the person that they want, but they got somebody. Ain't nobody sitting at home knitting no fucking sweaters waiting on the day they meet your ass. It's unrealistic for you to think so. So most men will lie, you know, when they meet you and tell you that they're 100% single, because telling you that works better, you know, than telling you walking into a complicated situation. Yeah, I still fuck my baby mama every now and then, but you know, I want to date you too. Yeah, that doesn't sound as good as, no, I'm not really dating anybody. I just work a lot. So, I mean, necessary evil is what we call it. But don't let that discourage you, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Because never let your boyfriend's wife stand in the way of your happiness. We live in a competitive world, so let the best woman win. Little competition never hurt anybody. What's next on my list here? Oh yeah, the splitting bills argument. Now, this is one I really don't want to touch, you know, because I feel like it's a pointless conversation and one that has no real answer. You know, people need to do what worked for their relationship. You know, everyone's relationship isn't the same. Now, what I will say is that from some of the comments that I see from some of you women, it's apparent that a lot of you would prefer being a rich man's whore over a working man's wife. Because a lot of these jobs ain't paying no goddamn money. They be paying all the goddamn bills and supporting 3 and 4 kids. But, I mean, if that's the shit that y'all want to paint, you know, for social media. Like, y'all just got niggas paying all, have the fuck at it. You know, I'm not even going to get into that. I'm not even going to shake y'all false world or reality. I'm going to let y'all have that. Because I'm going to be honest, you know, money insecurity at home, you know, isn't always determined by who's paying the bills. Because a lot of you niggas is paying all the bills and you splitting the pussy. But, you know, that's a conversation, you know, for a different day. What I will say is, you know, women, ladies, my advice, you should want to maintain, you know, your independence as much as possible. You know, times have changed, jobs get laid off, dudes move. Two heads are always better than one. Teamwork makes the dream work. And I'm going to take it a step for you. You know, men tend to be possessive. And they also tend to tend to be controlling in nature, especially over things that they buy. Things that are bought are owned by them and sometimes can be seen as possessions. I say that to say, ladies, do you really want a man to have that much control over you? Where he's the breadwinner, like he controls the money and got you on an allowance? I mean, this, do you really, like, that just sounds like a slave-ass life to me, to be moving at somebody else's beck and call. Because if y'all ladies think that these niggas are just going to be working every day and turning over the money to you, it's not going to work like that. It's just not, regardless of what they're telling you. It's not. You know, people always talk about, you know, the old days and how in the old days granddad paid all the bills. But, you know, they don't tell the story where grandma had to put up with a bunch of bullshit because she couldn't afford to leave granddaddy. They don't tell you how granddad used to cheat and have multiple families and used to go across grandma's head and slap the taste out of her motherfucking mouth whenever he felt like it. And she had to take that shit because the only skill she had was cooking and cleaning. And she didn't have the necessary skills to enter the workforce so she could provide for herself without them. Grandma ate a lot of shit back in the day. That's why independence for a woman and furthering her career is better for herself in the long run. Because that would allow her to date the woman she wants and not the man that she needs. And keyword, I said for herself, because there is no able-bodied man that really cares about a woman's success. I'm gonna be honest, man. I mean, unless he plans on keeping you. Men fuck with broke women all the time. And I know because I'm one of them. Men only care about your accomplishments when they plan on keeping you. That's the only time we care about your long-term, your degrees, your ambition, you having future RN in your bio. You know, that's the only time we care about that shit. The average relationship nowadays lasts 3 months. So you think a nigga care about a nursing degree you're going to have 5 years from now? Not at all. Those things only matter to a man who plans on keeping you, which reaffirms my earlier statement, knowing what you bring to the table and what it means to the person you are at the table with is paramount. Very important. And while we on the subject of that, what's up with all these women, man? Y'all 30 and 40 years old talking about niggas building y'all up and investing in y'all. What the fuck have you been doing with your whole life that at 30 and 40 years old, you still need to be built up and a motherfucker still got to set up a foundation for you? I mean, listen, by the time a woman reaches 30, I mean, hell, maybe even 25, she is who she is. And she should know the direction her life is taking. If she doesn't, it's a red flag for any man looking to date her. Because if you can't handle your business, why in the fuck should I believe you can contribute to mine? What the fuck? Why do I have to build you up and help you get your license at 40? You've been riding with a suspended license for 20 fucking years. Like, what the fuck? See, women tend to want to party and slay on their dime, but they want to get built up and invested in on a man's coin. Then when a nigga feel like he owned her down the line, they got a problem with that. What the fuck? Take control of your lives, ladies, and watch how quick the right man finds you when you get in the right circles and you doing your thing and you ain't messy and on bullshit and in the bar all the fucking time. Watch the right man find you. Women tend to want the authority of a man. This is something I was reading. It said, women want the authority of a man, the advantages and perks of being a woman, but they want the accountability of a child. That's not how life works. This is not how life works. This is real shit out here. Now, we're getting to the end of my time, man, because, you know, I ain't going to talk y'all to death. I got shit to do. You feel what I'm saying? But we back in the madhouse, man. I know y'all miss me. JG, can I get some noise? We back in the madhouse, man. I ain't talking to these motherfuckers in a minute. Yeah. Bad Guy Radio, nigga. Brought to you in part by me, nigga. I'm the CEO. I'm the street team. I'm the financial secretary. I'm all that shit. Brought to you in part by me. One Bad World. Y'all niggas know what it is. Now, we're getting towards the end of my time. So I want to leave you ladies with this last gem. Comparison is a thief of joy. Stop finding envy and inspiration in other people's relationships. Stop making goals out of celebrity relationships. Stop basing your level of happiness and the success of your relationship on the pics you see posted on Instagram. Because I'm going to tell you what. One thing's for sure, and two things is for certain. A woman will post a bag a nigga bought her, but she won't post a black eye that earned it. And that's why you can't let the internet get you down. Listen, man. This is Hoology 2, man. Two sides to a story, man. I got some more shit on the flow for you. Hoology is going to be a long-standing and long-running part of my show, man. And I mean, I'm going to tell you something else, too. You know, if y'all feel that y'all got, you know, some pointers that you know, that y'all want to talk about on the show, feel free to inbox them to me. Let me go ahead and kick this off as well. I'm going to go ahead and do this now while I'm thinking about it. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the call-in number. Don't call us. I'm just going to hang up on you. But if you want to send text and you got a good point of view, you know, you got something worth saying, I consider bringing you on the show to look stupid, because you're going to look stupid arguing with me like all people do. But in the meantime, man, check into my call-in number. We taking in text. My call-in number is 313-444-8992. That's the Bad Guy Hotline. Again, that's area code 313-444-8992. We accepting all texts, so y'all can send them texts on in. You know what I'm saying? Who knows, man? You might say something. You might get hurt. You might come up on something. Who knows? It's been another episode of Bad Guy Radio, man. I appreciate y'all checking in and coming in. In the meantime, man, y'all stay safe. Keep the mask on. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on the Instagram, man, at One Bad Guy Radio, man. At my Facebook, which is Cut a Cane. Join my Facebook group, One Bad World, where I place and post all my behind-the-scenes interviews, my extra content, my videos, my emails, all that shit be in the One Bad World group, man. We out of here. Until next time, like my nigga Jerry Springer say, take care of yourself and them hoes too. We out of here.
Let's just talk about hoes. Can we talk about hoes? Hoes. Hoes. Let's just talk about hoes. Can we talk about hoes? Hoes. Let's go.
You gotta talk like a pimp was good, mama, you know.